The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has made his third visit to Turkey in less than 2 months. This time, the trip was for the so-called Friends of Syria meeting in Istanbul. Also attending the meeting were Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, along with officials from 11 different countries. The foreign-backed Syrian opposition, led by Muaz al-Katib, was also present.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was in Turkey on Wednesday with the Syrian crisis the main priority on his agenda as well. Lavrov made it clear that the so-called Friends of Syria group were a friend and fragment of the opposition. He accused the group of hindering any solution to the unrest in Syria. Lavrov called on the opposition to make negotiations with the Syrian government before the unrest advocated more extremist groups.
After long hours of talks, the so-called Friends of Syria took the advice of the Russian foreign minister and called for negotiations to begin within the framework of the Geneva Convention, an agreement signed in June 2012 under the chairmanship of former UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan.
A political solution, first of all. That's the first goal. Along the lines of the Geneva Communique, which offers Syria peace tomorrow. If the Assad regime would simply come to the table and live up to the agreements of that international framework.
His Turkish counterpart Ahmet Davutoğlu echoed the same words.
We are calling for an immediate solution based on Geneva Convention.
Meanwhile, in a plea to receive more weapons, the foreign-backed opposition also used the meeting to reassure the U.S. that the so-called Free Syrian Army did not have any ties with al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front.
The international community has been making efforts to help us, but we still need more. The most important thing now is not to divide the country.
The Istanbul meeting saw Kerry announcing that the Obama administration had decided to provide the foreign-backed Syrian opposition with what he called a new package of non-lethal aid, valued at $123 million. The U.S. envoy then called on international donors to make similar pledges with a goal of $1 billion. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.